Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A good announcement from Pulsar Helium this morning. Thomas Abraham James joins us to tell us more about it. The Jetstream 2 well, Thomas, completed. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, completed. We're not a one well company. We've got two wells now. So it all went really smoothly, actually. So very happy. We drilled down quite deep. So what we ended up doing was we took the opportunity to use all the drill rods that we had on site to go down as deep as we did. And we did that for very valid reasons. So we were seeing some very encouraging results there from the ground. So happy, got it completed on time and mission accomplished.
So you talk about the thicknesses and the grades in today's release. Tell us about those two factors, the thickness and the grade, what it means. Perhaps start with thickness and then we can move on to grade.
Yeah, sure. What we see is we're drilling down. We have a tool at surface, which then measures the gases that are coming out of the ground, out of the well. And so what we can see is that the background helium level changes. So once you get into a part of the rock units there where gas is entering the well, you can then see that background level of helium increases. And then you see spikes within that. So that tells us that we're in the area of interest. And as I say, it was quite thick. And in fact, the height of that column is more or less the same as we were seeing in Jetstream number one. So it's really nice that we've got that correlation between the two. And then with the absolute concentration, so we mentioned the news release that we got up to 3.5% helium there that was heavily diluted. So that's an important one. So the method of drilling that we use is we're using an air hammer. So we don't use any water in our drilling. We don't use any additives apart from the air that we breathe. So in order for that hammer to operate, we have to force air down the hole using a compressor or a number of compressors, actually. And so you're force feeding it into the well, and then that mixes with any gas that you've got down the bottom. And so therefore it dilutes it. So the amount of helium isn't, decreasing, but it's being swamped by all these other gases. So when we put out an announcement saying, okay, this is the gas that we're seeing with the mudlog system, I mean, that is the diluted number. So it's going to be higher than that. That's just chemistry. So, the way that I sort of, say it to people, it's like, okay, you got a teaspoon of, let's say, gold dust. It's 100% gold. You shove that in a bag of soil, and then all of a sudden your grade goes from 100% down to 0.01%. The gold hasn't decreased. It's just been diluted, and that's what we're seeing. So I personally I'm over the moon with the result. In jet number one, we got 7.2% diluted. Number two, we got 3.5% diluted. Later on, we're going to get the clean absolute samples without the dilution, and we'll tell the market about that. But really, with that amount of dilution to get, percentage grades that, quite frankly, some other helium companies would be quite pleased with as their absolute numbers, it's great news. Really happy with it.
So you mentioned that you're likely to get undiluted samples back. When do you think that will be, or how long do you think it will take for the samples to be back with you?
All right, so now that we've finished both the wells, what we're doing is we're now running some tooling down this month. And so these are quite technical tools to go and map out the fractures, the reservoir, and so on. And then in March, we'll be then be doing the pressure and flow tests. It's at that time that we'll be grabbing the samples. So what we're doing is we're allowing the wells to stabilize. So once again, going back to having forced air down the wells, you give it a period of time to equilibrate, get back to normal. And that's when then you do your flow tests without having artificially enhance the flow, etc. Let it equilibrate at that time as we're doing the extended tests there. Then that's when we'll grab samples at regular intervals to see, okay, what is the absolute concentration of the helium and other gases present. So that'll be sometime in March.
And you spoke a moment ago about the correlation between Jet Stream 1, which was re-drilled at the beginning of this year, and Jet Stream 2, which you've just completed. And there's a resource update due as well as a result of these wells that you've drilled. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so after we've gathered all the data, so as I say, it's likely to be sometime in March that we'll have all of that. We then pass it across to the independent resource estimator. They will then update their calculation and then we'll feed that to the market. And then at the same time, we'll have an awful lot more data about the reservoir itself, porosity, permeability, height of the reservoir, etc. And that will then also be going into an economic assessment too. So we'll be looking at potential production scenarios that will come after the resource.
And your treasury is reasonably in a reasonably strong position at the moment, following some new money coming into the company earlier in the year. Do you plan to do any more drilling, or is the money mainly earmarked towards the studies and the further work on the ground, which you just mentioned?
Yeah, so what we're doing is with it, so the testing, the resource, the economic assessment, that's all taken care of. We actually have ongoing seismic surveys occurring as well. So active work in the field continuing. So all that is funded. And then really when it comes to any potential additional drilling, it really comes on the back of this economic assessment saying, okay, right, what have we got now? Does that justify production or not? If not, how much more do we need to drill? And where, and that will also have implications on the drill spacing that we need as well after this data. So yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes as well.
You mentioned grade a moment ago in regards to the drill results. If a resource arrives, what would be your idea of a good grade for a helium resource?
Well, we've seen other companies go into production with as little as 0.5% helium, 1% helium. What I really have and from what we've seen is at the end of the day we plan to dwarf those ones really to go out and be much higher concentration. We've certainly seen that the gas occurrence here has the ability to do so. We've got up to 14.5% helium, and the knock-on effects with that is that less gas needs processing, might have a positive effect on operational costs for a production facility, but then also the overall amount of gas that needs to be discovered to justify production is going to be less than if you had 0.5% helium. So a lot of positives.
Yeah, I mean, presumably grade is one of the reasons why you referred to Topaz, which is the overall project which contains Jet Stream 1 and Jet Stream 2 today, as one of the most significant new helium deposits in North America. I mean, that's quite an exciting thing to be able to say.
It is, and quite frankly, I mean, I certainly stand by that. And a lot of the other projects that are being worked on, they're actually not new. They've been known about for decades. So really, there aren't that many new discoveries out there. But for us, we geared ours towards purely a high concentration helium system, which we found in Minnesota. We're the first mover there. Rather than using the oil and gas hat, we're using the helium hat, and it's paying off.
Well, it's been an exciting 2025 so far, so we look forward to more progress. Thanks for joining us and talking us through all that today, Thomas.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.